Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's about that time for
Hot Talk Radio.
We going worldwide with this one. You know how we get down here.
Hot Talk Radio.
You want that hot talk?
Hey.
We got that hot talk.
Hey.
You want that hot talk?
Hot Talk Radio.
You want that hot talk?
Hey.
We got that hot talk.
Hey.
You want that hot talk?
Hot Talk Radio.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it. You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hot Talk Radio.
Live from the ATL, reach your ears across the world. It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming to your speaker. Check us out on Sunday, then again on Tuesday. Check us out Thursday, same time every day. 9 to 11, we are doing it.
I'm tired. What's going on, sweet?
Yo,
we just getting out of the helicopter and shit. We just got back. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired as hell. What's going on? What's up, ATL? It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through the motherfucking speaker. Be well. I'm still a motherfucking beautiful nightmare. Sweet.
Yo.
That helicopter ride kind of made you a little sleepy, didn't it?
Hey, man, you already know, man.
You know how we do it here, ACR. You know what I'm saying? We just had to take us a two-week vacation and shit, you know, get them a little break, catch up on all the previous shows and shit. You know what I'm saying? Now we back in full effect. I'm tired. I'm high and I'm motherfucking tired.
I know, man. Cause our bosses, everybody can't take 2 week breaks like that, man. You know what I'm saying? They got
come on now,
man. You know what I mean?
And it's a whole bunch of motherfuckers wrote up. I wrote people up over the 2 week period. Jack, I ain't had enough to do. How you gonna be on vacation, right, motherfuckers? I wrote up 38 Hot.
Mm.
I wrote up Sonya. I wrote up Showstop. I wrote up a whole motherfucker. Whole list of motherfuckers. I wrote up. I even wrote myself up because I even suspended myself.
I ain't supposed to do something. I ain't keep it real, yo.
Goddamn, man.
Cause
you say that's how we keep it real by writing and suspending our own self up. You
have we get out of control sometimes, man. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we. Because of all that, we get out of control sometimes. We don't intend for it, too, but we just go along with the flow. So you know how that goes, man.
I decided to go on Halloween so I could, you know, cause some problems. You know what I'm saying? I could have named it a spooky show to be spooky on Sunday, you know, scary Sunday. I don't feel like that bullshit. Because really, I ain't nothing scared about Halloween but it'd be so much drama going on. For Halloween, I'm talking about I done seen somebody get shot, somebody get drugged by a car. I mean, what? I just don't understand, Carl. I'm confused.
Hey,
I'm confused.
It's just the spirit of the holiday, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's a holiday? That's a motherfucking holiday. Okay. I'm going to let you have that shit. But you know what? You know, certain things about me don't change. And I want to start with our birthdays, because, you know, there's been a lot of people that have birthdays and shit. You know what I'm saying? I've been gone. Players need a break. So for those of you all who I missed telling you happy birthday over the last 2 weeks, happy birthday now. You were in my heart and you were in my soul. I just didn't feel like getting on the computer saying shit. I was tired. You know what I'm saying? Happy belated birthday. Happy belated birthday, which I told my homegirl, Trenise Holmes, yesterday. But I want to tell her again, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. Now, for the fellas that's got birthdays today, some of these people I can't tell whether they male or female. I really don't give a fuck, cuz. I mean, certain things about me just not going to change. I just don't give a fuck.
All right.
It is what it is. I wake up and just say, I don't give a fuck. It ain't worth that much to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we're going to tell them today to make sure it's worth it. You know what I'm saying? Make sure it's worth it.
Because
if it ain't, then why waste your time? Why waste your energy? But happy birthday to BFPL, Mohawk King. Delete yourself off my page. Happy birthday to Carlos Farnsworth. I don't really know how to pronounce that. But you know who the fuck you are. You ought to have a better name. Happy birthday to Chris D. Country Ham. See? Because this is the kind of shit right here that make my stomach hurt. How you going to name yourself Chris D. Country Ham? This motherfucker think he a pig. Now, see, if somebody snatches his ass up and damn throw him on a grill or something, he going to think they wrong. But you named yourself the country ham.
Hmm.
Happy birthday to Enoch Crowder. Marvin. Wait a minute. Cause I can Owen. See, these names make me lose all interest in telling the motherfucker happy birthday, cuz. Happy birthday to Money Savage Mall. The Game Kendrick. Tremaine Jackson. Tasheen Fleming. I ain't even sure if these are male or females. I don't even care at this point. Those are for my Facebook friends. Happy birthday to Myron, Sir Poppy, Champ, Daryl M, Duval C, El Capone, Honda 9. His name is Honda. James J, Joseph E, LZ, Matthew M. Okay, now to my friends on Moco's face who had a birthday today. I stop writing. I just go to the pages and be like, fuck it. Happy birthday to, and this here's a strange name too, cuz, 25 Lift 3. See, and then y'all wonder why I won't entertain y'all on no serious note. How can I entertain a motherfucker that named himself that, cuz?
Man, you already entertained a bicep of friendship or some of them folks, man. You know what I'm saying?
You know you wrote up. You wrote up, Carl. You know what? I ain't going to tell their ass happy birthday. I'm going to let Marilyn tell them.
You can't be accepting a friendship out on computer love, bad nigga, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm late to leave because I got to show love to them all. I can't be like that.
Hey, man. Y'all computer love, bad nigga, man. Y'all know what to do, man.
Happy birthday from Marilyn T. Cliff, y'all. I know how cuz like to wish the ladies a happy birthday. Cuz, when I call that name, I want you to tell them happy birthday, okay? Let's hope I get these names right, because I can't tell whether they meant. I'm going to hope that Ian Ford, because I'm just going, I'm not clicking on every page, trying to see whether you male or female. If it sounds like a female name, then I shall read it with the females. Nisky Fifth Ward. You know what? I can't do this, cuz.
Hey, man. Happy birthday.
Okay, I'm going to keep going. Raiden Leon Humphreys. Redain. I don't even know. Tawana Taylor. Unique Harmony Way. Tell them happy birthday, cuz.
Happy birthday, y'all, man. Happy birthday, all the hoes, man. All the bitches, man. Happy birthday to y'all, man. Happy birthday, all the sluts, man. All the tricks, man. Happy birthday to y'all, man.
He wrote up, y'all. He wrote up. I'm so glad so stop it. Don't talk to the hoes like that.
You want.
That was for Juicy Cuz, because she wrote the fuck up. Cuz, I'm going to have to write your main hoe up. Is that all right with you?
Hey, man, not the bottom, man. The bottom can't get wrote up, man. You know the bottom. She
wrote
up,
the
man.
Fuck up, cuz.
Hey,
listen,
hey,
to that, she think this shit funny.
We like to get wrote up, so.
Hold on, let me see something. Can you hear this? That's motherfucking paper, bitch. That mean I'm writing your motherfucking ass the fuck up tonight.
Yeah, we throw that paper away, man.
Hey, everybody.
Trick a treat, hoe. Trick a motherfucking treat. Which one are you? I'm a treat, baby. Hey, I'm a treat. Hey, cuz, I just got confirmation on Macedonia. I'm trying to figure out where the fuck that is. How you take a break for 2 weeks and come back and you done conquered more countries?
Hmm.
How the fuck you do that?
I'm on that one, man.
And guess what else? You know we already had confirmation on China and Hong Kong, or Hong Kong, China, whatever you want to call it. Now we got confirmation on Japan. I can't take this no more, cuz. I mean, hey, y'all.
Hey.
Get your shit together. We coming. As a matter of fact, we already there. And I'm bringing a whole bunch of motherfuckers with me. So if you don't want to be put off my list, get your shit together. Because, you know, I had to revamp this whole situation. I got some good news. I got some good news. For those that love to listen to this bullshit I talk, you know that the shit I speak is the truth, because I don't know how to lie. It is what it is. But one of my men, you know how I am by my team. You know, over these 2 week period, I had to file out of my members. They weren't upholding the end of the bargain. And you know, you only get one time to fuck up in this rep. That's just how it is on my team. Just one time, cuz. Cause see, if I got 50 million niggas on the team. And each one of them fuck up one time, that's 50 million fuck ups. So I can't allow you but one fuck up, because if not, the whole team gonna be fucking up.
Gotcha.
So, cuz, one of them didn't want to get put out of the team. So he came hard. You know, he been listening to all this shit. These niggas be writing for me all this poetry, all these songs. Shout out to Showstopper. You know what I'm saying? So my new nigga said, my baby was a super bitch. And I'm like, but everybody know I'm a super bitch now. But he said, nah, you my super bitch. I said, yeah, and I'm a five-star bitch. He's like, you ain't no motherfucking five-star bitch. You's a super bitch. I'm like, well, okay, I'll go for that. So for all y'all ladies that have joined the High Top Radio's Legion of Super Bitches, keep joining it, because I promise you, in a minute, you're going to be happy you did. Because I'm finna take this shit to a level that has never been seen on this earth. But my new man, you know, I always got a new man. He say he determined he going to keep his spot. He say he not going to, you know, get knocked out for nothing that's coming up. And, you know, nothing that I've had on the team. So, cuz, he went and wrote this song for me. Sent it to me. And I'm like, baby, you really mean that? Somebody finna get wrote up a call on the cell phone.
Come on.
But I'm finna go ahead and let this motherfucker rip. While I answer the phone and cuss who this is out. Shouts out to my new nigga, Lefty Guns, with his super bitch anthem written for the first super bitch. Super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable. Y'all hoes better unleash the bitch in you.
Yo.
Yo.
What up, you say your bitch bad? What you shooting at the gun range?
Well, I got a super bitch.
What a school like? Now she done watched me break my wig down so many times. So probably bust a B down and roll it like mine. Bitch, she could take my bomb and bag it up like I do it. Bomb brains like a white girl, but gotta get on booty. She my getaway driver. When I make pop from the bench, she a rider. We ride to the be on top. I taught her how to load guns. She don't feel the clutch. Niggas stay goonin'. My bitch real with this shit. She don't come up all the weed. She don't waste my liquor. Feel like I was cheating.
Let me taste you, nigga.
Been a cool. And acquitted a creeper. She know she come first. Now every time I hit it, I beat it. Make sure she come first. Yeah, I got a super bitch. We about the project single bound. I got a super bitch.
Stay good, stay down.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
Still flying around town.
That's why I call a super bitch.
New coupe pop
can't tell that
you
shit.
Tell
you can't tell my bitch shit when she flying out the mall. New meals, new fit, new handbag to match it all. And it's all her money. Stand back, let her ball.
Let
like
her
she
ball.
Got vital powers. It make her climb the wall. Got a real good job, but for left it, she a stripper. She just working so perfect like she working, so I took her. Got a cute little face, small waist, ass off the rick. She never go broke. Hell no, cause I could fix her. Know how to cut coke good like she cutting cake.
Know how to cut through back streets and ride my dope slate.
Yeah, she know the combination. She don't go up in the state.
No.
A boy conversation. Know these hoes
know these
too.
Hoes
take
too.
Her by the gun range before we going on our date.
Going
just
on
to show
date.
Her that she special. Bought my bitch a 38.
Yeah, got a super bitch.
We bout the project single bound.
Yeah, got a super bitch.
Stay hood, stay down.
Yeah, got a super bitch.
You see her flying around town.
That's why I call her super bitch.
New coupe top down.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
And she got x-ray vision.
I got a super bitch.
Get through the bullshit they spitting.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
Cooked up and done the same kitchen.
That's why I call her super bitch.
She say that they on any mission.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
Woke up this morning with a feeling like fuck it.
Fuck
my bitch asleep, I might just wake her up and fuck
up
it. Send her to work with a smile on her face.
Told
her be a good girl, I eat her for a lunch break.
Yeah, she good with the kids.
Trust her with my stash. If I have to do a bit,
leave
a bomb.
I'm coming home to cash.
Money.
I trust her with my last till I'm back out on the street.
I ain't on my ass,
no,
but she help me stay on my feet.
On my feet.
She got a lot of friends.
Friends.
They all super bitches.
Got one for all of them.
All of them.
Yeah, I want my crew to hit her.
She know how I do the hell. She just like me.
His wife be a super
bitch.
Yeah, she
might
be.
Ain't no Wonder Woman. Have you worried where she
where
at?
She at?
Or where she doing? Where she been? When she coming back?
Coming
she keep a sack of Pineapple Express. Don't look at my bitch press. It's an S on
yeah,
that
got
super bitch.
We bout the project single bound.
I got a super bitch.
Stay hood, stay down.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
You see her flying around town.
That's why I call her super bitch.
New coupe top down.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
And she got x-ray vision.
I got a super bitch.
Get through the bullshit they spitting.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
Cooked up and done the same kitchen.
That's why I call her super bitch.
So what you think about that, cuz?
Yeah, that shit was straight, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Diamond?
Diamond
wrote up. She wrote up.
What's going on?
You like that new Super Bitch anthem?
Yeah, wrote me up, yeah.
You know, hey, you know I stay right motherfuckers up. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to even tell you. I wrote up the day of them.
That's
I wrote Satan himself up. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I'm just saying.
Y'all need to write him up.
You know what I'm saying? Write his ass up and put him on suspension. Did you like that new Super Bitch anthem, Diamond?
That what now?
Did you hear the new Super Bitch anthem just now? Did you like that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. That was
all.
Okay, okay.
He got a super bitch. Hey. Hey, you know what I'm saying? My new man said he finna write me something that he know I can relate to. Cause he knew I was revamping the whole program. I had to get rid of a lot of my men off the team over these last 2 weeks. But what really, you know, cause, You know, I got different men from all walks of life on the team, lawyers, doctors, teachers, preachers. You know what I'm saying? You know, what them things is that bear people, you know, work in the funeral home. Yeah, I got them too. I mean, you name it, I got a nigga from that walk of life on the team. But you know what really shocked everybody is when I told them I had to let go of my astronaut.
Yeah, let go of your astronaut.
Yeah, I had to break up the astronaut. He, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm like, you know, I'm bored with this. I can't do this no more. So he was like, well, I just want to take you to the moon. And I was like, motherfucker, can't you come up with something new? They done already been to the goddamn moon. I want to go somewhere I ain't nowhere else, nobody else ever been. So he was like, well, baby, I mean, where you want me to take you? I said, how about to the motherfucking sun? He told me that he wasn't able to do that shit because they didn't have the technology to take motherfuckers to the sun. So I quit his ass. Nigga, when you figure out how to take me to the motherfucking sun, I might reconsider your contract. I'm just saying.
You crazy.
They gonna respect me.
Oh, okay.
They gonna motherfucking respect me. You know what I'm saying? He wanna take me to the moon. Nigga, they've been going back and forth to the moon for, you know, century is 100 years. Decade is 10. For at least 3 decades, nigga, take me somewhere that ain't nobody been. How about the motherfucking Venus? You know what I'm saying? Because y'all have to excuse me. You know what I'm saying? But this, make sure it's worth it Sunday. Got to make sure shit be worth it. Back to the business at hand. The 2-week break is all you need. Hot Talk Radio is the truth indeed. Taking over the world is our goal, and I promise you, we will succeed. All right, doctors, let's proceed. Worth. Importance, value, merit, etc. The quantity to be had for. The given sum. Topic. What is your worth? What decisions have you made and the result wasn't worth the trouble you found yourself going through? Do you feel like your current relationship is worth the energy you put in it to maintain it? Is entertainment worth all the money, time, and energy people spend on it? Is sex really worth anything once the encounter is over? All right, world. We lay it out for you to replay it out. Ride or die. Let's go. Now, that's a pretty broad topic because you know what I'm saying. Like, say, for instance, if a bitch walk up to me talking shit and I kick her ass and they arrest me for assault, was she worth me being in prison? Not prison, but jail. Because, I mean, hold on. If I get convicted and have to go to jail and shit, was it worth it? Should I have let her just talk the shit and not whooped her ass? You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
that's
man.
A broad topic.
Yeah, my cat.
Well, I feel like, you know what I'm saying, if it's some animosity, you know what I'm saying, between two people and y'all have an altercation or something that's about something, then both of y'all should be later or nothing, you know what I'm saying, you know, however it go down, you know what I'm saying, just respect it for what it is, you know, don't take it no further, because if you got the beat somebody up, then go take out a warrant, had them locked up, all that. See, that's some.
So what you telling me is that you want me to count the cost. You want me to count the cost to see if it's really worth it before I take on and react.
Right. Because...
Okay. So is this bitch worth me whooping her ass and me going to jail because she talking shit about a nigga? Is this nigga worth it? Is this bitch worth it? Okay. I can dig that. What's your word, Diamond? Shouts out to the new radio station, Jiggalos and Big Booty Hoes. Talk radio.
Okay, Lady Libra.
Hey. These super bitches. We got a super, hey, we got S's on our chest. Hey.
Okay, y'all got to forgive me. I'm like in and out right now. I'm at studio session.
See what I'm saying? This is the kind of shit. See, it better be worth it.
Is it worth it?
It's worth it. Oh, shit. Okay. I can't write you up if it's worth it. Because, see,
okay.
I just want everybody to make sure it be worth it. You know what I'm saying, Kyle? Damn. Some of this shit, these people be putting themselves through. I'll be like, damn.
Is it worth it?
When
Def Jam wants your artist, so it worth it.
Okay. Dig that. Oh, y'all had to cue me for family. My ABCs and shit. But, Juicy, what's your worth, baby? What's your worth? I need to know that we know our worth. You know what I'm saying? What's our value? You know what I'm saying?
Well,
You know what I'm saying? I mean, the only thing I could just speak from is that it's not worth putting anything before God. You know what I'm saying? Put God first, and he'll put you through anything. You know what I'm saying? Don't be confused. You know what I'm saying? Because you need patience and humble. You know what I'm saying? And all that to deal with everybody and everything. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Shouts out to the switchboard. In the event that you desire to say something, please press the number one. That will acknowledge me that you and I'm high and I'm tired and I'm, you know, and it's worth it.
Uh-huh.
You press one and let me know you want to speak, and you will be included into the conversation. Until then, happy damn listening. Shouts out to y'all trick or treating, because I, you know, I'm a treat. I ain't no treat. Not today. Maybe tomorrow I'll be a trick. I don't know.
Happy Halloween.
I got on my costume. I'm standing here butt-ass nigga.
And I feel like, you know what I'm saying, if it's something that is worth for you being down with, stay down with it. If it's worth
If it's worth it, stay down with it.
Yeah, I got your back.
Okay, if it's worth it, stay down with it. Okay.
Yeah, let's ride a guy through his time.
Oh, shit. I got me a new name, y'all. I added this on to my name because I had to do some research, and I'm gonna break it down because I'm worth this name. Where that motherfucker sweet at?
Already, man, I'm in the cut.
Nigga,
man,
is you fucking again on Halloween on the show?
Man, we roll up, man. That's why we do the whole show. We roll up the whole show, man.
Damn.
That's our
Hi,
job.
Sweet.
Listen now, see how she do her face. Hi, that's the way. Pussy just wet.
It's
oh, she miss. How the fuck you gonna miss? You know what? Hold on. This bitch say she miss you. This whole, is he worth it?
It's all worth it.
I just wanna know, is he worth it? Is he worth it?
This is for the lovers holding hands in the car. This is for the lovers, no matter where you are. This is for you. Official, you just can't walk away, and you can trust me.
Shout out to Whitney Houston for that one. How you like that, Carl?
I was almost asleep, man.
Well, good, motherfucker, good. Because now you know if it's worth it.
I thought it was nap time, shout for me, but.
You know what? Let me help you up. Let me help your bitch ass up.
Hey, man,
I told
friends.
You, motherfucker, this ain't the Sprinkle the Gangster station. This is the people station from 13 over 80, motherfucker, and it's going to stay that way. So you can just kiss my ass. I'm not going to play all the gangster music to please your retarded ass.
Hey, we gangster players pimps around here, man. We're
I wouldn't give a fuck what we are. Shout out to Showstopper. That boy got him going crazy.
Wait, that's the player pimps right here.
Hey,
man.
I see. I see.
All that stuff don't get a pass, man, from us, man. You know what I'm saying? Because we get certain things a pass, we may even consider certain things. But everything, we can't cross over like that, man. Us, that's the player pimps. Have
what
to stand our lane. We have to stand our lane, man.
Shout out to Eureka, the R&B diva. We got some major shit going down December 26th, and I'm going to wait till King Ja tell me when to release the information. I'm going to keep
it secret. And it is worth those being gangster players and pimps, too.
It's worth it, cuz.
All day, every day.
I'm just saying, because you know me being the bitch I am. I just, you know what I'm saying, I just can't see it no other way. I just can't envision myself being locked down to one man. And shout out to all my men friends on today. Happy birthday to my best friend, Melissa Parnell. Missy, her birthday is tomorrow. She will be officially 26. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Missy.
Shout out to Big Mama, who had a birthday yesterday. We was over there holding it down. Well, what CD they was over there screaming about, Juice? What CD that was they were liking so much over there?
Showstopper.
Shout out to his number one fan, Adriana Hardnett. So, what was so funny about, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, I keep getting all these messages. I can't talk right, you know, but it's this a shout out to everything I intake. They want to know how such a beautiful woman is single. I didn't never tell none of y'all motherfuckers I was single. my version of single means I was born by myself. Now, if I was a twin, then my page would have twin on it or multiple birth or something. But I was a single birth, so therefore it says single. Now, how in the hell can you get in your mind that I'm single? I'm the female player of the world. I have a multitude of motherfuckers. So if I got a multitude of motherfuckers, you know damn well I'm not alone. Now, I wanted to give a special, say something to one of my special friends, Daniel S. from Tags. You want to know how I'm doing? I'm doing fine. And I do a lot of networking on these sites. But however, I try not to do so much dating online because I be needing y'all backgrounds and stuff. And you can say your name is, you know, scissors, paper, rock, or rock, paper, scissors, and I won't know the difference. So I try, you know what I'm saying, to not just be falling and do all that computer love shit. Because, I mean, you talking to a bitch that's got over 10,000 friends on these damn sites. I can't interact with all y'all. I be trying my damn best, but it's impossible. However, shout out to my new name. I always knew that I was a goddess. But now I am the Roman goddess of love and beauty. I'm the brightest planet in the solar system. So my name is now also Venus. Which is strange because Libra, my sign, ruling planet is Venus. So Lady Libra, I should be Lady Venus. No, Venus Lady Libra. I am the Roman goddess of love and beauty. Venus, that's me. Is it worth it? Yes, I'm worth it. I'm worth it. Swerve is worth the fuck up, because he probably somewhat tricking and treating with the motherfucking Virginia Beach twerk team or some shit. Nice. Shout out to you, Lefty, baby. And you know, I understand how the teeth situation could be. My new man had some teeth pulled, so he wasn't able to come on the show tonight to talk about his Super Bitch anthem that he wrote for me. But he just messaged me, you know what I'm saying? But I know he had his teeth pulled, so he's not able to talk right now. And that's cool, because I'm the type of bitch I can hold down because I'm a Super Bitch. I got an S on my chest, and the rest of y'all need to get one, too.
That's right.
I wanted to be in the streets so bad tonight, but I just don't have the energy. I'm going to go ahead and, because, I mean, I was getting all these messages and threats and shit. If you don't hurry, I'm going to get back on the show. We're going to find you. You know, I was like, oh, hell, no, hold on. Shout out to Macedonia and Japan. This shit is crazy. I ain't seen nothing like it. Yeah, girl, I'm hungry. I'm so hungry. Damn, I'm hungry.
Why you hate me?
Shout out to my dog, 38 Hot. He say money need him. Shout out to the Fisher Bread Man. My dog, L. Shantae Lene. Gabby the Gift. Shout out to all the co-hosts. Professor. See, I ain't now one of the people that be getting mad because they want to go out. They out somewhere begging candy tonight, standing around trying to be something they not. When I'm a Super Bitch 24 hours, 7 days a week, so that's not a costume. I don't have to wait till the 31st of October to be a Super Bitch because that's who I am. You know what I'm saying? Sweet don't have to wait till tonight to be no pimp because that's just who he is.
Okay.
You like that, girl? You like that?
Yeah, we always super pimps, man. Just paying us super pimps right now, man.
Motherfucker is a super pimp.
Super pimp.
What's your worth? I mean, I want to know, are you worth it?
Yeah, I'm very worth being a pen player. I can't make all that, man. Yes, I'm very worth it, man. It's just, I'm blessed to be that, too, man. Otherwise, man, if you're not, you're a hater, man. I'm talking about for real, man. If you're not one of those individuals, man, I advise you to, you know what I'm saying, get a little bit of pimp juice in your blood, you know what I'm saying, because I got pimp juice on deck.
Oh, so you saying you giving out blood transfusion? So
no,
you
I
give
said
some
pimp
that...
juice. Pimp juice.
Oh.
No blood transfusion.
Okay.
Pimp juice.
Oh, well, you saying to get the pimp in your blood, get it in your blood. I didn't know what the fuck you were talking about. I mean, you wanting to do it intravenously? I mean,
hey, man. What y'all can do is you can sign up for my How to Be a Pimp class, man.
Oh,
it's $150 registration fee. I got a full course for y'all, man. Pimping 101, man. I also got a book, man, How to Be a Player, man. Hey, man,
Make sure it's worth it because you know what? Hey, everybody ain't raised and can process shit the way I do. These motherfuckers right now losing sleep, losing meals, you know, going through everything they got.
Of course, man.
You don't even know if it's worth it or not.
Because you hear a lot of cliches and there's a lot of slang terms out there, man, but a lot of people misinterpret those words, man. But it is a true meaning of, you know what I'm saying, what I want to say. It is a true meaning of the game should be sold, not told. You know what I'm saying? I only sprinkle a little bit on Hot Talk Radio, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, you sign up for the course, man, you know what I'm saying? I'll be more than welcome, man, to teach you some of this shit, man, you know what I mean?
And they don't want to sign up for my class. I would have the whole fucking world. You know what?
Or what you can do, I give you an option. We keep it so pimpy around here, we'll give you an option. You can tune in to Hot Talk Radio.
Uh-huh.
Come on here and get rolled up, and you can get some of this shit for free, man. You'll get it all day.
Cause right now I'm writing up babies
Sunday,
and shit right now.
Sunday,
I just wrote up my little
Tuesday,
niece. I wrote her up. She wrote up.
Come
I don't give a fuck who I write up. I write up everybody.
Yeah, come get wrote up and you can learn how to be a pen player against the making and all that, man.
I just wrote my mama up. Shout out to the underworld. Hey, cool.
Oh yeah. Yeah, them my niggas up.
I just wrote up Showstopper. He's standing there with his Michael Myers mask on. Hey, Diamond. You remember that Michael Myers mask, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
He wrote up because he got it on right now.
Well, it is Halloween now.
Fuck that shit. That nigga had that shit on before Halloween. And for those that won't know what the fuck I'm talking about, go to this website right here. Go to YouTube. Type in reality, R-E-A-L-I-T-Y, space, S-H-O-W-S-T-O-P-P-A-T-V. And that's all one word. And then you just click on, I think it's the one that say movie trailer. And you stand there. It's worth it. It's a diamond. Is it worth a diamond?
It's worth it.
It's worth it. See, you know what I'm saying? It got to be worth it. It take a special motherfucker to do some shit like that. Just like everybody can't just show up with super bitch on their chest and be accepted. You know what I'm saying? When I walk on the scene and be like, super bitch in the motherfucker field, everybody just start clearing the path. You know what I'm saying? Somebody else will be done. What the hell? I lost some motherfucker. Super. What? We got your super bitch. You know what I'm saying? You got to be careful. You got to be worth it.
Exactly.
You just can't just, you know, be no female player and you ain't worth it. You some old fuck shit or some shit, you know what I'm saying?
Well, for real, though, one secret, though, all females can be players, man. All females are players, really, you know what I'm saying, at the end
hey,
of the day.
Hey, I know some that lose a sleep by one nigga, and I know that ain't no female player.
But see, they're the ones who want to be good, you know what I'm saying? Some,
they
want to
be good. What the fuck you going to be good for? Y'all ain't going to be good.
Some, hey, like you said, man.
Y'all motherfuckers ain't worth the time.
Hey, man, like you say,
y'all
man, you got a broad range of people, man. You got a broad range audience, man. You know what I mean?
Wait a minute, Cole. What you trying to tell
good.
Me is that them the ones that want to be good, they're spazzing out over some shit.
Yeah, man, because they don't gave their heart to somebody, man. They done been fucked up, man. You know what I'm
you
saying?
Don't you don't give your heart to one person. You give it to a lot of people.
You don't give your heart to nobody, man.
Oh.
What you talking about? Well, you don't do that. See, that's what you learn in how to be a pimp class, man. You don't get your heart up, man. That's something you don't do. You keep your heart to yourself, man.
Where I use the wrong word, because I give a lot of myself. I ain't giving my heart. I mean, it's too many men for me to give out of my heart.
You can't give your heart away, period, man. You can only sprinkle them a little bit, man, but they don't never supposed to see the full force. You know, supposed to get the full. Now, you do have exceptions. I'm take that back. There are some people that can have exceptions. You know what I'm saying? But the majority, man, the average, hell no, man. You don't do that to the average, man.
Because you know what killed me, though? See, I'm the type of bitch, when you meet me, I come out who the fuck I am. I come out cussing your ass out. I come out showing my ass immediately. Hey, baby, what's your night? I'm motherfucking lying. I just come out wrong. And then as you hang, if you show yourself approved and see that I'm worth it, and you hang in there, you realize you got a real down bitch on your team. You get to see the real nice side of me that the average motherfucker don't make it to see. But I'm just trying to understand why motherfuckers come out trying to be this nice person, trying to do this, saying all this shit. Then as time go on, you wake up one day and you in the bed with Lucifer. Then you be saying, like, is it worth it? Is it worth it?
No, you need to be asking the haters that, man. Is it worth all that goddamn hating that they be doing, man? And the busters and the squares, man, and all them folks, man, asking is it worth them being who they are, man? You know what I mean?
What?
Otherwise, you need to be asking the question, too, man. You don't need to be asking real gangster players, pimps, match, man. What is it worth us doing what we do, man? Because we're going to tell you all day, every day, hell yeah. And do it again, man. We get a chance to. Ain't going to do it again in the afterlife. If you think we play.
In the afterlife? Oh, shit, I need y'all to make sure that y'all pay attention to everything that you do. Count the cost and make sure that the nigga, the bitch, or the situation is worth it. Keisha, please explain it to him.
Live from the ATL. Reach your ears across the world. It's your girl, Lady Libra. Coming through your speaker. Check us out on Sunday. Then again on Tuesday. Check us out Thursday. Same time every day. 9 to 11. We are doing it. Big 15. Hot Talk Radio.
Hot Talk Radio.
Shout out to my new friend who just requested me on tag. His name is September's Hero. I'm just trying to figure out when September's over, what kind of hero you going to be then? People stop naming yourself retarded shit and then requesting my friendship. I ain't going to never talk about you and laugh. Juicy.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you so quiet?
I'm very thinking about what's worth it and what's not worth it in my life right now.
Okay, okay. Yeah, me too.
Hey, sweet.
See what I'm saying? That's all, it's all worth it, sweet. Sweet.
Yeah, yeah.
You right there? Finna get rolled up.
Hey.
What's up, mama?
Shout out to the switchboard. Y'all need to stop being so scared. I ain't gonna cuss y'all asses out. I'll let Sweet handle the situation.
Nah, man, I don't do all that cussing out, man. You know what I'm saying?
I do, because it's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it for me to cuss the motherfucker out.
I ain't wasting my breath, man. You know what I'm saying? I got to make my breath last, man. Yeah, I mean.
Your
know.
Breath. This motherfucker say his breath.
I got to let my breath last, y'all. I ain't got time to be entertaining the busters, man. So that, I'm going to leave that to you, man. You entertain all the busters and the fakers and all them other folks, man. I'm going to let you entertain them folks because that's what y'all like to do, man.
Shout
me,
out to
man.
Keep production.
I'm staying the boss. I'm staying the boss lane, man. We're going to do what the bosses do, man.
Shout out to my new name, Venus, the Roman goddess of love and beauty.
Shout out to your new name, Venus. Where
that's
they
right.
come from? Who don't name you that, Joe?
One of my, hey, don't do that. Don't do that, cuz.
Joe,
do
who don't name you that, Joe?
Hey, cuz, don't do it. You already know. Uh-oh. We got a caller. I ain't no motherfucking college. This motherfucker wrote up.
You and this world takeover shit, man. Y'all folks, this world takeover shit, man.
Hey, you know we taking over the motherfucking world.
Man, y'all going too far now, Sean. We ain't, come on, man. We got to get Earth first before we go all out of space, man. We ain't going to
complete the Earth. Hey, cool. I've been for the ice word club. I got for the tell y'all.
Open this motherfucking door.
Biggity, don't open it. Bring your ass on me before I whoop the shit out you.
Motherfucking dope.
Look at him, baby. Look. I'm just trying to find out, is it worth it, Swerve? Is it worth it?
Everything worth it.
Oh, okay. Shit, everything. Damn, I'm thirsty as hell.
Swerve G, what it do, my nigga?
What's happening, boy?
Man,
oh, don't y'all motherfucking start that pimp shit, because it ain't even worth it.
No, it's all good. What's the deal?
I can't be doing shit in class without my net, man. You know what I'm saying? This is great class, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it in the class with y'all, man. But I can't do shit without my case, man. You know
what I'm saying? No. These people paid to hear two professors. We got to get what they need. You know what I'm saying?
I got it. I don't get motherfucking started with that shit tonight.
I just told them folks, man, you know what I'm saying? You want to get some of this pimp juice that we got for you, kind of Hot Talk Radio. Get rolled up, and then you can learn some shit, man.
Exactly.
You ready for the learning in the regular class, man. You got to come get rolled up, man.
Okay. All the real niggas been gone. We been in detention. You know what I'm saying? You sitting in there with the nerds.
I'll be trying to tell him, cause I'm glad somebody can vouch for me, man. Cause
you know what? I'm so sick of this shit. I am not in the mood for the shenanigans tonight.
I'm sorry. Did I hear my baby Juicy kicking in? Did I hear him say what?
You heard her. She'll not act when y'all come on. Hey, sweetie.
That's right. Leave it to the vlog.
Listen now. We didn't hear you.
I miss everybody.
Right.
Was it worth it?
Mm-hmm. You missed too, though.
Hey, Throwdown Thursday was a hell of a show. I know that motherfucking much. Man, I ain't never been chose like that. And then they did Juicy got. For those of you all our shows are on demand. Visit the site, blogtalkradio.com/hottalkradio. All the shows we've ever produced is at the site. Select the show, hit play, and motherfucking enjoy. Now be careful when you read some of the topics, because I can promise you that the topic may sound like it's some, you know, is some business like type shit, but I promise you it took a left turn somewhere, and we ended up in... What's the name of that place? In the trapeze. I promise you it happened. So don't get it twisted. Don't think, oh, that topic, that sound like To Be Successful Tuesday. I promise you our rendition of success ain't what else to say, baby. Because, you know, to be successful is to accomplish anything you set out to motherfucker do. So if my goal is to be the successful, be the biggest female player in the whole wide world, then that's success to me when I become that. So don't get it twisted now. Welcome to High Top Radio. And that right, clergy.
Better know that.
Swear, if I had told him about my new boyfriend, how he had wrote that song for me, the Super Bitch anthem, I played it.
Know that.
You like that new Swear G? You like that new Super Bitch anthem?
What you mean, man? Shit, I've been riding it. You know what I'm saying? I was just waiting for the right time to pull it out.
See what I'm saying?
Gotta keep one in the pocket.
You gotta keep a condom? Is it worth it? Keep a condom in your pocket.
For what?
Can't stay in the classroom. You know how you be when you were you was in high school, college? And you look around the class, you be like, "Daddy, don't put me in here with all the fuck ups."
Yeah.
Then you realize that's fun class.
You need no condom to get hit. What you talking about?
See what I'm saying? In the class with the retards. You
say I ain't retards, man. We just got authentic pimping, man. That's all
authentic.
We got. Man.
You know what? You always someone inventing a new goddamn word, authentic pimping.
Hey, man, that's what they call it, man. That's what they call it. This shit can't be duplicated, man. You understand?
Nah, you can't duplicate this shit, because this shit, honey, I don't even know how the fuck I be myself, because being myself is too motherfucking hard. This shit ain't easy. I wake up every day wanting to be somebody else, because this shit ain't easy. It ain't easy being me.
Your mom said you're her iPod.
This nigga being daddy on OIE on Hot Talk Radio.
That's how you gotta do it.
Damn, y'all stupid. Cause y'all know I don't give a fuck. I write emphasis up. I write the elderly up. I don't give a fuck.
Hey, he can write in cursive. He'll sign it.
Oh, shit.
There we go.
I'm going to email it to him, and you haven't signed it, and you fax it back.
Nah, we're going to have to start pre-screening these folks, man. Everybody's not allowed, man, in my club, man. You know what I mean? I'm pre-screening all busters, man. Say no to busters, man. You're not allowed, Charlotte. You're standing in the classroom.
How you gonna act like that, cub? Let them people in the classroom.
We're gonna take them niggas at the door for sure.
Yeah,
y'all wrong for that shit.
If you ain't no super bitch, So if you ain't on the super bitch page and we take you out,
Hey, man.
Nigga, I ain't got too many options. I got a name, got a street, money to blow. keep burning out. It's called urine hose, what it's all about. Oh no, little dad, I just want a nice amount. Just gave my little cousin 11 years for an ounce. You broken fucking with these hoes, they gonna ask you to bounce. And niggas buy shit, now they can't even pronounce. This fuck up so much money, she can't count. Hope I don't wake up one morning with them crackers in my house. With guns drawn on me, with the indictment papers out. I got a name in the street, plenty money to blow. Got whips, sweat, hate, and jury to show. This shit worth going fed for. I got a name in these streets, plenty money to blow. Money. Got whips, sweat, hate, and jury to show. It ain't a hoe I can't fuck, I got hoes to load. Just don't know if this shit worth going fed for.
Y'all ever know how I do it?
Mix your shit together.
Because it ain't worth it.
Okay.
Motherfucker's like, oh, okay. Motherfucker's stupid. N.O. wrote up. N.O. just called a cell phone.
Oh, yeah?
I know what it is. He retired, I don't know the number. I'm gonna cuss his ass out.
Might as well, fuck it.
I don't even understand why people be having these greet me tones. This shit got my nerve.
Is that, you know what I'm
saying? I'm gonna do this, dude. But yeah. Sweet down your mic up, nigga.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about I'm feeling like yeah right now, too. But,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. I do. I've been on that yeah all day.
Oh, yeah.
Super yeah.
Damn.
Granddaddy yeah.
Oh, shit. That Uncle Ball shit.
Oh, man.
You was on that Uncle Ball shit, huh?
I'm on that Take Over the World, Outer Space shit, man. I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. That's what I had to tell you, right? So. I know y'all realizing I ain't normal. And I ain't never portrayed to be normal.
If you are, this ain't the show for you.
This ain't the motherfucking, this ain't the broadcast for you, Bootney.
No.
And we can refer you to one, but this ain't it. Motherfuckers don't hit on, we don't live secrets.
You got down with that class.
What you see is what you motherfucking get.
Right.
So if you sign on to fuck with me, you know you fucking with a bitch that got a team. Swerve.
Yeah.
Sweet. They got a band of bitches, flops of floozes, and herd of hoes. Hey. So you looking for some monogamous type shit? This ain't the show for you.
No.
We don't teach that over here. I'm sorry.
We're gonna listen to your confession, but then we're gonna tell your ass to fuck off after that. Tell you how ignorant you are.
I'm coming out for real. So don't take it personal. Just understand. It's just like how we have over 20 million listeners and have taken over 100 countries in the whole entire world, and I no longer don't want to fuck with Earth. I'm trying to get to the goddamn sun. Don't get discouraged if this ain't the show for you, because this show, somebody out there that believe in being one person, we just don't know them. And what we can do for your ass is sit out an all-points bulletin for all the lame-ass motherfuckers that want to be one person.
Exactly. They could just be that one person and then just let me and cousin run through them.
Oh, you know what?
That'd be that one person in a relationship. That's,
you know what I'm
person.
Saying? Damn.
All what they can do is just accept everybody that they fuck with, and just we all just be one.
Exactly. Y'all motherfuckers that wrote the fuck up for that shit.
We are the world. One team, one victory, man.
Let's get it, man. You know,
one band, one sound. This motherfucker
ain't
getting. This motherfucker think he drumline. You stupid.
I'm trying to tell you, man, that's how you have to have a smooth operation these days, man. Everything has to be laid out on the table
mm-hmm.
in order for it to go right, man. You know what I'm saying? Only you can.
I bet to my ass now to get this shit together. Swerve, you missed how I had to tell the world how I broke up with several of my men. I fired a lot of ass. Because you know, I only give them motherfuckers one chance. And when they fuck up, it's a wrap.
Yeah, I missed all that.
Well, I fired the astronaut. And everybody couldn't believe I hadn't got rid of the astronaut. And they thought that maybe he had another bitch or something. That would have been a favor. Go get you 2-3 more bitches. That's the last time I got to look at your ass.
Right.
However, this motherfucker come telling me he want to take me to the moon. I cussed his ass out. Who the fuck are you to want to take me to the goddamn moon, motherfucker? They've been going to the moon for 3 decades now. Take me somewhere ain't nobody ever goddamn been. Well, baby, I mean, just where is it that you want to go? There ain't nobody ever been. I said the motherfucking sun. Come to my, he wasn't able to do that just as of yet. I told him this shit was over then. I couldn't do it. I had to break up with him for, because he didn't even be trying to figure out how to take me to the goddamn sun. And I mean that shit. So then I decided that I wasn't even going to fuck with niggas of this world no more.
Welcome. Hey, that's authentic pimping. That is fine.
That's authentic pimping, cuz. What I'm saying is, one of my other men wrote a song and said that the aliens was jealous of him. I said, wait a goddamn minute. Wait a motherfucking minute. The aliens are jealous of you. So then I realized the aliens were jealous of him because the aliens want to be with me. So now I fuck with the aliens. I can't even fuck with you. My new boyfriend is not E.T. Mm-mm. I don't fuck with E.T. His name D.T. I'm just saying. So if y'all motherfuckers that want to show me some shit that I done seen before, get off the team. Because see, now that I talk to the aliens, they showing me some shit that y'all can't even imagine.
And you know what, lady?
Shout out to goddamn Folo Loco. How about that?
Hey,
and the Vicodin? Hey, I'm on it all, baby.
Hey, look.
What?
Okay, we already know that you got the real blood type. That
right,
you
right.
You want to live without blood.
Mm-hmm,
you know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? So I know, you know what I'm saying? A motherfucker's milk when they go to the moon because it's so hot. So you telling me that you hotter than the moon? I mean, than the sun?
Put the blunt out, Juicy. No talking with smoke in your mouth or in your chest.
Sorry about that.
Hell no, nah, fuck this shit. Fuck this. I'm not gonna be mistreated tonight. Not by swerve, by that damn motherfucker walking. I'm finna take out all y'all son of bitches. You crazy? Something is wrong with you. And you know what? You know you wrote the fuck up.
No doubt.
Motherfucker. I just blasted your ass, nigga. Shout out to my new man, DT.
What's up? Chatting hot talk.
What'd you say now? Huh? Well, what she was talking about? Sorry about that for a square. What happened? Because I told her no talking with smoke in her chest.
Yeah, it wasn't smoke, is what I was trying to tell you.
Oh, shit. What the fuck? What's in your motherfucking... What's in your chest, Juicy? What's in your motherfucking chest?
That's some shit you ain't heard before. You done heard a feeling in your stomach and a bitch in the chest.
Oh, hell nah. I ain't nobody getting in my motherfucking chest. Fuck that.
Helping your heartbeat a little faster.
You know what? Only you would say you going to help a bitch heartbeat, right? Mm-hmm. By putting your dick in her chest. Only you would say some old fuck shit like that. I'm just saying. Where, sweet? He know what? I know he up no good. Cuz, where you at? Yeah, my ass, motherfucker.
I'm in the cut, man. We in the cut.
You are in the cut. You cut, all right.
You know
cut
how
off.
We do it, man. We sit in the cut, man. Yeah. That's what we do.
Hey, Juice, what you said? You say I can go to the moon. I mean, the sun. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can go to the sun. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You just make sure you bring the money back when you come when you come back.
Oh, if you think it's the money on the phone.
That's why I don't mind that. Show me what you thought.
Cause it might be done caught on fire on the sun since it's so hot like me. I'm a hot ass. You know what? I be wanna cut my pussy off because it just I'm just hot. I'm just a hot woman. I'm for real.
If you really look deep into it, man, you know what I'm saying? All the money is at the sun, man.
Look real deep into it, all the money is at the sun.
Hey man, just pay attention to the sun gods, man. The sun gods.
The sun god. Oh shit.
Why you think they say it's time to get your shine on?
You know what?
I'm gonna bring this shit full circle for you.
Only in the road up room, man. You gonna get
only in the road up room,
You can't.
That's the part they ain't gonna teach you. They ain't gonna teach you that in Airside.
You can't get that nowhere else, huh? You're not getting that nowhere else, man.
You're not getting it nowhere else. I need y'all to understand that shit.
Hmm.
Yeah,
it's
juicy
and
not food.
Yeah, just pay attention to the sun gods, man. Like I said, man, the sun gods will teach you how to get that paper, man. Get your shine on, all that shit, man. The sun is where the money at, man. You know what I mean?
Know that.
But I like you like myself, you know what I'm saying? You know, real gangster players, Prince Match, you know what I'm saying? We like
you know what?
Ball,
you
in the ball world. There are exceptions. We got to remember that, Shawty. You always going to have an exception. And people like you, we have the best of both worlds, you know what I'm saying?
Hey! And guess what, y'all? If you fuck with this shit right, you fuck with Venus. I promise you, every nigga that fucks with me can tell you and will co-sign that I am worth every bit of trouble I cause, baby.
Supposed to hit and double back, cause I don't get down like that. But I'm gonna. I know I ain't supposed to let her push my will and stun in front of my chicks, but I'm gonna.
I'm going with my way.
Oh,
every day.
Every day.
All my niggas say,
Jay, why you tripping?
But they don't think, oh, nothing you let me do.
They check my phone, erasing mother hoes.
But I'm gonna.
I know I ain't supposed to hit without my hat. My mama will be mad.
But I'm gonna. I'm going away to the other day.
Every day.
Calling my name to say.
Jay, why you tripping? Oh.
Trouble. Yeah, I heard what he said, right?
Hell no, man. He might listen to all that. All right.
Hey, fuck you, nigga. Because I'm worth all the trouble. I cause a lot of trouble. I break a happy home.
Crime,
I cause divorces. I do this shit. And I'm proud about it.
Well, I don't like to hear all that crying all the time, man. All that crying.
He wasn't crying. He was just saying I was worth the trouble.
Yeah,
that, man. Yo, simple Simon ass motherfucker, you. You just be slick hating because the motherfucker sound worth the trouble.
Nah, man, I just know what my crowd like, man. The guest player pimp crowd, man. I just know what it's like, man. And we don't co sign that shit, man.
Shut the hell up, nigga. I'm just trying to understand how that nigga say the aliens was jealous of him. The little big-headed little things with the small little bodies and the funny made eyes was jealous of him. That shit hard, though. I was like, only I would be sitting up trying to say that aliens was hating on me. Because, you know, everybody be hating on me, let me tell you. But I'm for real, I'm like, what? What did you say in that song? Aliens was jealous of you because you and your UFO. Okay. All right. I just don't know. I just want to know, was it? I mean, I'm worth it for the aliens to be jealous of me. Yes, I am. Who is that making love in the club?
Everybody.
You know what?
Everybody in detention.
I'm just trying to understand why do motherfuckers be one particular way. Shout out to the color of my skin. I'm so golden and pretty right now. I want to fuck myself. But how else?
What you waiting on?
Hey, this is your Hot Side Radio. You know how y'all get down. But after coming back after 2 weeks, I ain't just want to jump out there like that in the raw. I give him something like that probably around Thursday. You know what I'm saying?
I think he's scared of Lady Libra.
What? That nigga said, I'm scared of Lady Libra. Because Now, you know damn well, just because I added a new name, hold on, I dropped one of my pills. Hold on. I'm looking for my drugs, y'all. Hold on one second. Okay, because these drugs be, oh, shit. They be causing. They be causing. I can't be affording to be losing on them. Anyway, just because I added a name, because Lady Libra and Venus really are one, really is the same thing, because the Libra, I just call myself Lady Libra. Libra is my zodiac, and I'm a lady. But the Libra is represented by the ruling planet Venus. So by me changing my name to Venus, it really was already, well, I should be Lady Venus. I mean, it's still one and the same. You know what I'm saying?
You're saying that like we get fucked.
Shut the hell up.
They don't give a fuck about that shit.
Yes, they do. Yeah, they do. Shut
all
up, sweet.
All they want to know is Venus going to fuck Lady Libra? That's all they want to know. Remember all the rest of that shit.
This motherfucker said is Venus going to fuck Lady Libra. They one in the same, motherfucker.
It don't matter. Oh. People want to know.
I just realized how deep you just went. I mean, hold on. See, folks gonna think we fucking.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Exactly.
Hey, that might be a good thing. Just boost my ratings on up. Hey. I'm just trying to understand Swerve. Now I can talk a little bit now. How motherfuckers gonna get mad when they see? I tell all my niggas off the muscle. You're not the only one. You'll never be the only one. This is who I am. When you sign the contract, state that you agree to the terms that I have just presented to you. Don't come back a month or two later when you see me in public with somebody acting up. See, I don't just, you know, live no secrets. I let you know off the muscle you are part of a team. This is your position that I have assigned you to motherfucking play. And what some of these guys don't even realize is that their position and they play don't inquire sex. Don't guarantee sex. So I'm a female player, not a female whore. It's a difference.
Can you please enlighten them on that?
Can you explain to them what I just said?
I can vouch for that one, man. It's, you know what I'm saying? You can't keep repeating games all the time, man. You have to get it the first come around, man.
If you don't, that means you ain't quite ready yet.
If you're not getting the translation the first time, man, it maybe it's just not meant for you in your spirit. You did.
Stay in school, man. Go to class and stay in school.
Everybody not slow, man. You know what I'm saying? Slow folks, man. Time for y'all to hang up, man. You know what I mean? I can't keep repeating game, man. Game, authentic pimping is better when you hear it the first time and not the second or third time.
Exactly.
That's why it's called authentic pimping.
Write it down. Hold on. Write it down. Authentic pimping. I think we need to start up a new page for that.
Yeah,
High Tide Radio's Legion of Authentic Pimps. That's going
to
be a new page for the men. High Tide Radio's Legion of Authentic Pimps.
No,
y'all
man,
agree?
They took them in the bus of squires around on the internet, man. Be going to be trying to filter their stuff and infiltrate.
You stupid!
I ain't with the internet busters, man. No internet gay birds, none of that internet shit. You know what I mean? That shit got to be all the way authentic, man.
And that's Cousin Sweets and DJ Swerve, and we approve that message.
And y'all wrote the fuck up.
Hey, man, I thought radio wrote up.
Go on
to
say it, Swerve. That's cool. That's what I wanted. That's what I was hoping for.
You already know. I'm already halfway down the hall. I'm already at the 10.
So we're on there and go to homeroom, Shada. We're going to go to the motherfucking class, Shada. We're not even going to report to your class anymore, Shada. We can report to the teacher, Shada, and you can holler at us on the intercom. You know what I mean?
The motherfucker said we didn't go to homeroom.
All we're doing is waiting on our referral to show up.
We can have else in every class that you got, Shawty. But when it comes to the attention, we gonna ace that all day, cause that's what we here for, Shawty.
That's what they're scared of.
You know what? Hindsight Radio is on suspension. I can't take this shit. I can't take y'all. I mean, these motherfuckers say they don't go to homeroom to get Mark present. They just go straight to Fur Beard.
Straight to the printer shop in school.
You like silent lunch and shit, don't you? You like silent lunch and you like having to pick up paper around the school and.
Yeah, cause I be high as a motherfucker. I don't care. Not all that blah, 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 man. You're blowing my eyes, daughter.
End of the day, nigga got one soda can in his bag, and that's the one he dropped.
Juicy.
Huh?
You see what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? I can't take this.
You got to understand Juicy. See, Juicy in the bottom because Juicy know her role. You know what I'm saying? That's why she's the bottom. And can't nobody take her position from her, Shawty.
I can't even take my motherfucking position. What the fuck
y'all
you mean?
Y'all should learn something from that, Shawty. You know what I'm saying? But you the boss, though, Shawty, so we ain't talking about you, folks. You know what I'm saying?
But for some reason, this nigga done forgot. I'm just trying to figure out how to fuck up all the time, folks.
You're not included in the other shit, Shawty. You lead the operation, but your crew, Shawty, we do some crazy shit in the road up class.
I see.
You know what I mean? You don't get in road up class all the time, Shawty, so you don't know.
How all these men gonna get mad? Check how they see me with a nigga. Tell me. I've been going through it, y'all. I don't have to. For all those that have been waiting for a slot on the team, I currently have about 15 positions that are open, and I'm trying to fill. Send me an email to hottopradio@gmail.com. Fax your resumes, and I will consider.
That's why I got me a nucleus, man. Ain't nothing to break up my championship squad, man. You know what I mean? I might add me about two or three new pieces every season, man. But at the end of the day, my nucleus, man, we're going to ride or die, man. That's how we do it, man. I ain't got time to keep teaching folks and goddamn getting folks this coaching, man, and they're not coachable. You know what I'm saying? You can't keep coaching players that's not coachable, man.
I just don't understand.
Well, good luck with that, Shawty. Good luck with that, man.
Good luck with that one, Shawty.
These days, man, you know what I'm saying? The pretty boy swag generation, buddy. Well, they got y'all real good.
I just can't get over how these men get upset when they see me entertaining other men. I mean, and then they don't even have their flock on lock because they be acting a damn fool. You know I don't act fool. Who? Please.
So niggas get mad now because they see you with other niggas.
Yeah.
See, that's what y'all get for fucking with these new niggas, man. You know what I'm saying? Fuck with an old school nigga. You know what I'm saying? And you can live happily ever after, man. That's all I'm going to say, man. All these new niggas, man, they got the game fucked up right now, man. You know what I'm saying? They got y'all heads fucked up right now, man. I ain't going to lie.
Oh, really?
They got y'all goddamn girls in the head fucked up out here, man. It's hard. It's hard out here for a pimp, man. That shit was made for a reason, man, because this shit here is getting ridiculous, man.
Well, Heather Haley want to know if she's worth it. I don't have to ask that question because I know I am. It's just that simple. Now go to sleep, sweet.
I'm laying here in my bed, staring at the ceiling, imagining that you're here, holding me. See, to have your heart in my possession would mean everything, but would you rather live loveless?
Yeah, I know I be talking and don't realize that the mic don't be done been turned on.
The mic turned on as soon as you pull it out.
You know what? You want me to spit on the mic or speak in the mic?
Both.
Mm. Yeah.
No.
What?
It's that kind of night.
Huh?
It's that kind of night.
What? You being nasty?
Everybody is. Juicy quiet. Cuz ducked off in the corner.
Cuz always ducked off in the motherfucking corner and roped the fuck up.
It's all good, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's cool. Be like that sometime.
Boy, I see. It's hard out here for a pimp. I mean, I see what Cole's talking about. It's hard. I just can't help it. I'm not, you know, wired to be with one person. I can't do it. It ain't in me. And why force it? If it's not natural, why force it? It just ain't natural for me to be with one person.
Important thing is just accept that. That's the way you are.
I'm just tired of losing niggas because they act like they thought I was lying to them. Nigga, I told you you were number 80 on the list. Why are you acting surprised when you see me with another nigga?
Well, see, he might just be upset because he thought by now he would have moved up to number 79. He just a little discouraged.
And then now that we dating aliens and shit, I mean, they really just, you know, because they can do shit y'all can't. They can take me to the motherfucking sun and shit, to Mars and Jupiter and Pluto. Take me to see Venus. It's hard. It's hard.
And the hottest talk you can get on the radio is when everybody quiet. Don't marinate on that.
You nasty, sir. You know what? I'm so sick. Why? You know what? I know what my worth is. And all y'all other women need to find out what y'all's are.
Thank you.
And you rolled up sweet. Sweet. Juicy. I know damn well y'all hear me. Let me make sure they can hear me.
Oh.
Can you hear me now?
Loud and clear.
Good. Can you do your close out, please?
Stay 100. Stay real yourself, baby.
If you like to get high, then that's just what it is. Or that's just how you feel. Sweet, can you proceed with your close out, please? Oh, God. It's always something. Swear, can you foresee why Sweet finishes up?
Yeah. Swear, live frat house, man. Anything could happen. Swear, G, not approve this message.
Sweet. Make sure your phone ain't on mute. Oh, you know what, y'all? Sweet woke the fuck up.
I should have joined him. Hey, ask me again so I can get rolled up to and hang out with Sweet.
Hopefully in music.
Everybody. All good parents have theme music.
Only on High Top Radio. However, ladies, keep it fresh, wet, and tight. Always evaluate every situation and make sure it's worth it before you invest your time, energy, money, heart in it. See if it's worth it. And get you a nigga that's going to show you the fuck they are up front. when they initially say, hi, my name is Michael Antonio, Leonardo DiCaprio, Donatello, I'm one of the Ninja Turtles, make sure he tell you that shit up front. Because they'll try to coax you, wine and dine you, freak you, treat you. And then 4 months later, you look up and you want to know who the fuck is this nigga. Check his background, ladies. Check out his inventory. Ask certain little questions. You know what I'm saying? Find out if this nigga going to be worth your time and your energy.
Damn, it's time to wake up already.
Fuck you, nigga.
I was snoozing good, too.
No doubt.
You know what?
I tried to get wrote up so I can come join you.
I wouldn't even write that motherfucker up.
I couldn't even pay to get wrote up.
I wasn't writing him up. I wasn't going to do it.
I was already asleep, man. I'm tired.
I'm
tired. I'm tired.
I'm
tired of rolling up again.
Mm-hmm. You know you
rolled
up.
No, I'm rolling up. I roll up. I roll up.
You know what? He's stupid. How about that?
Yeah.
Can you do your clothes out, motherfucker?
My clothes out is authentic pimping.
Oh, Lord.
It's the way of life.
Yeah, it is. That nigga deep.
You know what? I can't take this, y'all. I'm going to call my alien boyfriend, DC.
It's a new way of life going. It's called authentic pimping. It comes out of nowhere now, but if you got the pimp juice in your blood, it's not hard to do.
So you saying, what you technically saying is because the niggas shouldn't blame me for who I am. They should blame the creator.
No, blame the damn self for being busters. How about that? Tell them to blame the goddamn self for being the buster, man, and not being able to adapt for real pimping when it's in their face, man. You know what I mean? Nobody got to try to keep water down.
You still can't figure it out. Go play in traffic.
You know what? I cannot believe Hot Top Radio is so cut, though.
No, we got Play-Doh for all that, man. Go play with some Play-Doh, man. We got some Play-Doh for you, man. In the nursery room, man. How about that? Took your ass to the nursery room.
Get your thumb out your mouth.
People that
say
their thumb have sensory issues.
Yeah, because you write people up. But I'm here to give people Buster free cards. I got Buster free cards for all Buster, man. You know what I'm saying? Getting to bust a free card.
I think I'm swole. Oh, excuse me.
As usual, what happened?
All the time.
You know what?
So we go lane to lane.
Yeah, we do that for fun, too, though. That's what y'all know. Do that for fun.
I ain't never heard no shit like that before in my life. Well, you have gotten it firsthand. We're back after a 2-week vacation. Hey, shouts out to wherever I've been. Shouts out to wherever you've been.
And shout out to Juicy for holding it down.
And tuning it up all at the same time.
Tuning it up.
Shouts out to the radio station, Gigolos and Big Booty Hoes. Talk radio. It's serious over here. It's no joke. To all my men, don't take it personal. Swerve has told y'all once before, you can't wear it like a shirt. It's got to be in you, not on you. So therefore, you can't blame me for what's in me to naturally have a flock, a team of men. It take more than one man to satisfy me.
Man, hold it
you can't take me to the sun. You know damn well you can't satisfy me. I'm looking for the sun god right now. And if you out there, contact me. Email me at highsideradio@gmail.com. And then all the aliens, I'm entertaining y'all because y'all way far advanced in this world. So y'all, you know what I'm saying, know some shit that we probably got about probably never know. How about that? In the meantime, ladies, start losing sleep. Start losing energy. Make sure it's worth it. If you find yourself going through the same thing over and over again, then you need to understand that may be just his character. And that you will never be the only thing he entertained. And you can either accept it and live happily ever after, or get the fuck off that team, because every team ain't for everybody. It ain't for me to go join Swerve team. I've been on fuck Swerve up. I damn sure ain't finna join my cousin team. He just like me. So pick your team and make sure it's worth your time.
Hold it down and toot it up.
To the left
for the buses. Hey, I like that though. Hold it down, tune it up. I'm about to.
You know what? Shut up.
Like
that, it. Nigga.
I like that. Juicy, you heard that, bro?
Her phone done dropped the call. She said her clothes out, and she handled. She did what she supposed to do. She thought it was a wrap.
No doubt.
But she usually rides on that. I know her phone. Until Tuesday, same place, same time. I'm tired and high at the same time. Fellas, I don't know what to tell y'all what to do, because see, some of y'all dick so good that y'all ain't even worth it, but just because the good dick good, the females hanging there. Lord, have damn mercy. Shouts out to the niggas with good dick.
Appreciate you.
It ain't nothing worse in this world than some good ass dick.
Know that.
I'll be like, can you please stop fucking me so good? I'm not trying to like you. I just, can you please? Shout out to them niggas that know how to throw that back. Throw that dick. See, I was finna start up a whole nother segment.
Yeah, don't shout out the niggas that like to throw it back. Shout out the niggas that throw the dick. See, that's the difference.
Okay, we're going to let you explain on the next show.
Yeah.
So throw
the dick. Yeah, man, y'all tune in Tuesday, man. We got some more authentic paper for y'all, man. Y'all only get bits and pieces of it, man. Only small dosage, man, because you can't handle too much at one time, man. So
they can't,
you got a little small vaccine for you, man. Just a little small pinch of it, man. Then you can goddamn tune in, man. That's all I'm going to tell you. Just tune in. Tuesday. That's blocked.
And for those that love to send me messages on when we're going to talk next again, we do it, it's natural to us. We don't plan how to talk sexy and nasty. It's natural. So all I can tell you to do is tune in, because the topic could be about how to paint your wall. And by the time the conversation has gotten started, it's about how to paint your wall with a female ejaculation. Don't get hot talk radio twisted. How to paint your wall when you bust a nut. Don't get it twisted now.
They
take
radio.
The topics, and they when they read through them, they think, oh, that's going to be boring. You know, I can go back and look at all the topics that straight out sounded erotic, and the numbers are like off the Richter. But the ones, you know, that seem decent, their numbers are high, but not like the ones where they thought it was some heavy sexual talk going on. I'm like, see, that show right there, they missing out on because they think the topic's so clean. Don't judge the topics, baby. Just pick you a show and enjoy. Hot Top Radio to the same.
It's Hot Top Radio. That's my exit. Catch up.
There it is. We'll holler.
Hot Top Radio.
Live from the ATL. Reach your ears across the world. It's your girl, Lady Libra.